Welcome to the Wiser Than Before podcast, where each episode will get a little wiser. I'm your host, Josh Dodds. This episode of Wiser Than Before is a learning pod, LP for short, where our upcoming guest teaches us something. These episodes are short and to the point and full of practical tools you can use. They're also a chance for you to sample our upcoming guest's expertise. So if you like what you hear in this episode, make sure and check out the next episode, which is my full conversation with our guest. Today, we're talking with Dr. Jeff Drobot about the no-protein, three-week unloading diet to clear out your congested lymph. Enjoy. I saw a clip of you speaking at, a biohacking conference, but it was you describing lymphatics and cleaning up the lymphatics. And one way of doing that, of eating a protein-free diet for about 3 weeks. Now, there were some other steps too, but I found that really fascinating, especially because some of the more extreme diets are carnivore, protein heavy, and all that. But could you just explain briefly what I didn't fully get from the clip, which is, you know, well, maybe start with just high level lymphatics, why it's so important, and then what you were describing about a 3 week focus that people could do to clean that up and change the oil a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's the lymphatics, like where our systems are built to load. So we load these systems all the time. And so lymphatics can stretch to here to the moon and back. Circulatory systems are small. It's like Canadian, there's 5 liters of blood. I think that's 10 pints, however that equals American chat. But not a big area, not a lot of places to put it. So the lymphatics are a bigger collection. And carbohydrates, hard to store. You store carbohydrates as fats. The proteins and amino acids, they're like bricks, like you build building blocks. Like we have these, keep eating this protein, we build these bricks, we keep like putting them into spaces, and pretty soon the cupboards are full. And for males, it's like that congestion is a problem for cardiovascular disease. I don't care what anybody says. That's what it is. When lymphatic gets stagnant and we keep stacking bricks and stacking bricks and stacking bricks, we know that like cells and connective tissue and interstitial and extra spaces, they have trouble breathing, like literally, right? We just keep piling up stuff. So once a year, like females live longer than males because they have a menstrual cycle where they just generally get rid of all these proteins, right? They bleed, right? And in the old days, like hypertension, gout, elevated cholesterol, inflammation, like they were all accumulation diseases, right? The person was eating too much sauerkraut and wieners, and like they're just stacking in. And so right after Oktoberfest, you just put them on a three-week potato soup diet. And then you've seen those guys, like after Oktoberfest, their face is all red, they're going to blow up like a big balloon. And so your body went through these like at stages of seasons, right? There was a recycling. It was called the winter time. So, and then none of this was like new. We just know that when you put stuff in, like you also need to recycle it. So if you constantly do loading diets, I call it, like tons of protein, which again was done for a certain period of time. And then there was always an unloading period. And people are amazed, like, because I get to do, again, contact thermographies, and I get to see lymphatics stacked, right? Stacked with bricks. Same with athletes, stacked with lactic acid, right? Any kind of metabolic acids, they're just stacked with. And their connective tissue is holding this, which means oxygenation is difficult. And so in order to do that, you need to stop adding. It's not a little bit. So then you'll do this no protein or acid dump or unloading diet for 3 weeks, because the digestive lining takes about 3 weeks to renew. It's the fastest regenerating tissue you have. So it's the size of a tennis court. When you reduce all proteins for 3 weeks, all of them, you'll see that you clear out your lymphatics, which is just like, there's fancy ways to do it. There's something called a Swiss secret diet. That's kind of a diet plan to do it that, in the old days in Germany and Europe, they just used to like just eat vegetable soups for 3 weeks, and you basically deflate. So you load and then you unload. And when you unload, the good thing is your cells are more responsive, you know, and then you load back up again. And just doing that throughout the year, like you do unloading diets, like 6 weeks out of the year, spring and fall. And you'll see like it is a tremendous benefit, especially for males. Like you'll see males lose like 20 pounds of swelling in a short period of time just because you're 80% fluid, right? Like there's a lot of fluid in you. So when you can go ahead and decompress those amino acids that are holding that swelling or that water, I mean, you get to see like, I'm going to do an oil change and I put that in so that it's much better. So that was my, like, again, I like to do things aggressively in short periods of time to get a big effect. And then you go back to doing whatever you're doing before. But I think like that was so important to do those unloading diets. And religions kind of put them in there, right? Like we just know in history, like people did fasting. Nowadays, fasting is a little tough because, again, the environment is always on you. Like nobody takes work off to fast. Like they don't really do it like they're supposed to. They don't take a rest. They just stop eating. And it's like, okay, well, that's not what it was supposed to be. So at least if you have some fueling coming in and you're not having proteins, which I know are so great, but it's like, look, they accumulate. Okay, metabolic acids accumulate. We know this. So once we stop putting them in, your lymphatic system then pumps them out. And it prepares for the next season where it's going to load again, just like spring. That's why kids grow faster in the spring. Right? Your body just naturally just figures out, hey, this is going to come at this time. Through my genetics, I'm going to figure out like this is when food is more plentiful. So we load up spring and summer, and then we usually unload. The trouble is nowadays, again, just like sports, no off season, there's no unloading. So physiology and your lymphatics don't get a chance to recycle, which means they accumulate a lot of stuff and it sits there and bothers cells for a long period of time. And we don't want that.
Anything else that helps with that? Low protein diet. I think in the talk you mentioned maybe colon hydrotherapy, but are there any other complements?
Those are things that, like, you just do a 3-week diet and do some rebounding. Like, you're pretty simple. It's a little bit of dry skin brushing. Stupid simple, highly effective.
What changes do you see in the thermography?
You see a lot less lymphatic irritation. Right? Everybody has lymphatic irritation. It's just the environment again. Like it's impossible. And again, if you want to like just see doing a environmental toxicity urine test, like I said, that just kind of like will tell you what you're exposed to. And then when you know that, it's not meant to be scary. Like it's meant to like tell you to clean up once in a while. And so at home, you know, dry skin brushing, 3-week diets and rebounding, cheap, stupid simple, highly effective. In clinic settings, we use a whole bunch of technology to move lymphatics. And then, like I said, ozone or carbonic acid, microcurrent, and then colon hydrotherapy for that real oil change. We put all those guys back to back and people do, you know, 2 weeks of that with no protein diet. And it is remarkable. And then they don't need to do stuff. Like in between doing that, it's like you drive your car in, you get the oil change, you drive it away. You're not messing with it every single day. But physiology needs that unloading. It's like mentally you need a vacation. You just do, right? Like when the vacation is not meant to be as stressful as a job, which people do nowadays. Like bodies need rest, body needs recovery, body needs removal. If you do that, you're going to be in a pretty good spot.
Hey there. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you feel you're walking away wiser than before. I want to bring you even better episodes in the future. One way you can make sure that happens is by rating this podcast. The more of you who rate this podcast positively, the better guests I can bring you. Since you and I both know you're not going to do this later, I'll walk you through the 10-second process right now. All you have to do is follow along. Take out your phone and unlock it. Open up Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever app you listen on, and search for Wiser Than Before Podcast and click on the show. In Apple Podcasts, you have to scroll down towards the bottom, past the most recent episodes. When you get to the ratings and reviews section, click on the blank stars to rate. In Spotify, beneath the logo and name of the show, you'll see 3 horizontal dots. They're just to the right of the bell and settings icons. Click those 3 dots, and the second option is to rate the show. Hit the blank stars and fill them in. All done. You can cross that off your to-do list and start looking forward to even better episodes in the future. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, even wiser than before.